Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Every day is just one heartbeat away from a headline. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Okay, Idaho murders. 2 years ago now is when that took place. It's hard to believe it's already been the two-year mark. The family's grieving and obviously still searching for answers as Brian Koberger sits in a cell awaiting a trial that has been moved multiple times in terms of location. Well, moved once. In terms of trial start date, that has had multiple starts. Right now, we're looking at August 11th of 2025 for that start date. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI Special Agent, joining me to discuss 2 years in. Any interesting or new observations about this case or where you feel it's going to be going?
Well, I love this new judge. This judge, I think, is a totally different animal from Judge John Judge. I say that because he is definitely has the reins tighter on the defense team. And what I mean by that is now we have time frames for arguments. We have, I think it's going to be much more in control instead of just a filibuster situation with the defense coming in with loads of experts. I mean, we've seen seven already, and we haven't even gotten close to trial. I think he's pulling in the reins on a lot of the freedom that this defense team had in this case.
One of the freedoms that they had is the alibi defense. They got that in time, although many say, look, this is not really an alibi. This is kind of like nothing. You like to drive around and look at the stars. Is that something that does this judge have the authority to allow that in still, or is it's in now and that can be what they're going to argue?
Well, as you're seeing, and as we're all seeing, everything's coming up again. So as an example, we already had the death penalty on the table. Mm-hmm. It was put on the table, and now we're seeing it all revisited. Whether he can wear street clothes, you know, suits and trim his eyebrows and gloss in his hair, all of that has been revisited. And this judge has said, yes, he can during his hearings. Which, mm-hmm. by the way, sorry, I'm going to digress. Richard Allen was never allowed to do that. He was in shackles and Billy cuffs and an yellow suit throughout the process. But nevertheless, I'm glad Brian Koberger is going to be allowed all of these liberties, because that leaves much less for an appeal later on. But everything's going to be revisited. I look for the alibi situation to be revisited, although I think they will pose the same alibi, which is helpful for the prosecution, in my view, because it puts him doing exactly what they said, which was not in his apartment, not anywhere anybody saw him, but driving around the roads of Moscow, Idaho.
Which in itself is a creepy explanation. It's like this is what predators do. They lurk around by themselves at night. It's like, oh, you're going to describe a predator and you're going to put yourself as being that, but you are the one who didn't go and do anything. You just like the stars. I don't know. I don't know what else they're really going to argue, but I'm surprised that is that. Other than that, I know they've gotten a lot of money to get expert witnesses and such in on this case for Brian Koberger. What do you think we're going to see when this actually does get to trial in terms of what they're going to argue? Because if you're going to say he was out driving around, what else are you going to try and tear apart or punch holes in terms of the prosecution that you actually, you know, you have a sharp enough knife to do so?
Well, the biggest thing that I think we need to, that will be revisited and we're going to see again, I believe, will be arguments and pleadings regarding the DNA and the genetic genealogy. All of that is going to rear its head again, I think. And, you know, that's the main thing that the defense needs to get removed from this case, because as I've always said, Brian Koberger well would have gotten away with this, but for playing with his knife sheath on the couch before, multiple times before he ever committed this murder, if again he's found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
The knife sheath for a K-bar knife, for anybody who's owned one and owned a sheath like this, they're very tough to undo purposefully, mm-hmm. because they want to keep that knife secure. You don't want to reach down and grab that knife not clear in the sheath, because you will slice your fingers off.
Yeah.
So those sheaths are very secure and they're very difficult to undo. And that's why I believe the friction from over and over again, not that night, because I think that night he was gloved, but over and over again, you know, undoing that knife sheath, getting it out, you know, practicing. And I think that's why we have that DNA. I think it's almost impossible to overcome unless they get it thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're going to be working on is, you know, continuing the drive to have that thrown out.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.